and got it down.
Hello everyone, my name is Anaïs Ewes.
And I'm Isabella Perilla.
Welcome to Backbeat, a podcast where we talk about the music industry through a feminine eye.
Here at Backbeat, we debate and share topics relevant to gender equality, the challenges of making music in a contemporary setting, and more, alongside experts in the international music industry.
Today, we are very happy to have singer and songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and rising TikTok artist, Alicia Ray. She is from Australia, but has a very international background and over 11,000 followers on TikTok.
We're extremely excited to talk about a topic we feel is extremely relevant in the music industry today, TikTok and its importance. We felt it was crucial to get Alicia's perspective on this, as she has the insider knowledge on what makes TikTok so great and maybe not so great for artists that are just starting out. And by the way, we had this conversation a couple of months ago, so if you hear any references to last week or lockdown or that kind of stuff, this was in September, so just for a little bit of context. But first of all, I'd like to welcome all our English-speaking listeners to this podcast. I know so many of you have been waiting for this episode to drop, and it was very important to me to be able to share my projects with all of you, both my Spanish and English-speaking family and friends. And I know Anaïs feels the same way given our international backgrounds. Welcome, and I really, really, really hope you enjoy this episode. Alicia, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself? Who are you as an artist? And yeah, what kind of music do you do?
Okay, so hi, my name is Alicia Ray. I'm a singer-songwriter and I create soul, R&B, and jazz-influenced pop. So I'm currently based in my birthplace of Melbourne, Australia, but I've also established roots in London, Qatar, the Netherlands, and Texas. So I've moved around quite a bit. And I started writing music properly in high school. I took a music production class and that really inspired me to start creating my own things and incorporate more of the technological aspects, because I had always just like done choir and those kinds of like instrument lessons. But once I was making those demos, I put them on SoundCloud and that caught the attention of some of my peers and they had me collab on their tracks. That gave me the confidence to release my own stuff. So now I've released my own single and I've been gigging around a bit here in Melbourne to spread a bit more of my sound.
That's amazing. It's crazy that you live in so many places. Do you think that has influenced your own sound, having these different cultures from all over the world?
Definitely. I think having the different cultures just exposed me to so many different genres and also exposed me to different people who had different tastes. I actually met Issa from those travels. So Issa and I met about 5 years ago when we were going to high school in Qatar, and we just clicked instantly because of our shared love of music. We were in about 11th grade, so we were thinking about college, what we want to do in the future, and we were both like, oh, I want to do music. And there weren't that many people who were seriously considering doing music at our high school, and I was like, I want to be a performer or a songwriter. And Issa was already leaning towards like producer manager stuff, and that pairing just fits so well. So like at our high school, because there wasn't that big of a presence, we really initiated that at our school, and I think that's something that we want to continue doing in the future, hopefully together despite the current like really long distance.
Yeah, I really feel like Zoom and that stuff has really connected us. We were able to record something last year, and I really feel like this comes into topic today as well because of how much technology impacts music collaboration internationally now.
Yeah, definitely.
But more specifically, like on TikTok, how did everything happen? When did you start? How did you find the platform as one of your platforms to grow?
So I started posting on TikTok during like quarantine of 2020.
Like everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I'm never going to download TikTok. That's not for me. It's just dancing. I'm never going to do that.
That's me.
And then it was my roommate at the time, because I was going to University of Texas. My roommate she kept sending me them throughout the day. And I was like, okay, these are kind of funny. I think I'm going to download it just for fun. Just for fun. I'm never going to post though. Just going to watch the funny stuff. And then quarantine happened and everyone was stuck at home. And so I started posting. My first one was just a silly one of like my dog doing something.
Ollie, shout out to Ollie.
It was Ollie. It was him like circling a frog, and it was one of those like silly songs. It was like the Dorime one or something. That was the trend at the time. But I had always kind of wanted to like start posting music, because even when I was younger, watching like YouTube, like music YouTubers were a big thing that I was following, and I had always imagined like, what if I could like quote unquote blow up on one of these platforms. But first I just did the silly little one because I wanted to kind of break the ice, and then if it flopped I didn't have the pressure of like, wow, I tried so hard to make this really good music thing and nothing happened. But then once I had like done some little silly posts, I had the courage to start posting more music stuff, especially because there was nothing else to do in quarantine, like everyone.
Right.
So yeah, I started doing that. I was just posting some songs I liked. I really liked the duet function as well. The first music thing I did was a duet with just like a small TikToker that I really liked, and because he's small and it was a duet, he was notified that I duetted it. So that was cool that like someone I really admire from afar, from online, noticed my singing. But when I noticed a change occurring on my page, there were two big times. The first time was when I posted a Beatles cover. So I posted a cover of Michelle, and then I was noticing like blah 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 commented, blah 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 commented, and I was like, whoa, this is happening really quick. And then I was seeing like usernames of people I follow commenting, and I was like, whoa, what's happening? And then it like, you know how it has the K thing because it's something like 10K.
Yeah.
So I saw that in the views, and then
when you see the K, you know it's.
I know.
It's
I was like, oh, this is the first time I'm seeing a K. So then I tried to kind of, once I noticed that was doing well, I tried to kind of feed the algorithm, because I was like, okay, so this is what the algorithm has chosen for me. I'm just gonna keep doing a bunch of Beatles covers, and so that like that did well for a while, and then it kind of like fell off. It wasn't as consistent. I've struggled to find that consistency on TikTok, which I think a lot of people do find because the algorithm is so finicky. But then another like big change occurred when I did a bossa nova cover. I did a cover of Un Pato, the Natalia Lafourcade version. And I just love that song. I just wanted to post a song I liked. I hadn't been posting for a while, but I just posted that one. I was initially so worried about like, I used to pay attention a lot to like, when's the best time to post? When are people active? What are my analytics saying? But I just posted for fun, and then that ended up also doing well. It was getting a lot of attention really quick. And I think that one had a big change because then I was reaching people in this like little music TikTok community that I had kind of observed happening, but I was never really a part of, but then they were noticing my content. I was kind of introduced into that little community from there, and that's something that I do really like about the app, is that sense of community despite the distance. So yeah, then I tried to lean into that niche, and I posted a bunch more bossa nova covers, and that really helped me releasing my first single, because it was bossa nova inspired, and I think TikTok really helped generate that audience because I already had them from the cover, and then trying to like bring them into my originals was an easier transition. But you know, it's hard to stay consistent on that app is what I found.
Yeah,
I have to say that I was looking at your TikTok page last night so I can like get to know you a little bit before the interview, and the bossa nova covers are my absolute favorite. I think
I
you are
them.
So good. Like, oh my goodness, your voice is beautiful.
Thank you
and
so much.
Yeah, congratulations on that. But it's interesting how you said that the trends on TikTok, they are always changing, and it's so hard to keep up with the algorithm. It's sometimes it's a con, but sometimes it's a pro. And I think for me, that I didn't want to download the app, for example, I think each user has the opportunity of building their own algorithm, and they choose what they want to see. So if you're interested in music, you can follow artists like you that make these covers and share their songs, and that's what's going to be appearing on your For You page, and you just basically choose what you want to see. I think that's pretty cool about the app.
Yeah, that is what I found. Like on my own For You page, it's always very accurate to my interests, and that makes sense because I'm interacting the most with what I am interested in. And it also tracks like your location. I noticed once I moved to Australia, I was getting a lot more Aussie, not really influencers, but like Aussie creators were coming up, Aussie content was coming up more. But because of how like personalized the algorithm is, I think that TikTok is the best platform to build an audience organically as a user, as a creator, because the algorithm will recommend your content to people that wouldn't have heard of you before. And that doesn't really happen. I feel like it used to happen on YouTube, but YouTube isn't really that way anymore. And Instagram as well, it's more just like you see content from who you follow. You could go to the explore page, but no one really does that. Like the whole thing of TikTok is that it's the entirety is an explore page and you're seeing people that you wouldn't know before. Yeah.
It's easier to get discovered.
Yeah, definitely.
But I do feel that like because of TikTok, so many platforms are already changing their dynamic. Like Instagram, the Instagram reels are becoming a real big thing. Like Instagram's gonna change its philosophy basically, and it's gonna focus on video content more so than photos and like small videos on your feed. So like we're seeing, I don't know, like this protagonism of more video, like tiered kind of things and very fast content.
Yeah, that's definitely something about TikTok that's like very jarring, just having such fast content and trying to say all that you have to say. Like a lot of the times, because I follow a lot of like singer-songwriter type people and up-and-coming musicians, a lot of their little promo stuff has to be like, has to start really attention-grabbing just so that you can make sure people will stay till the end to hear what you have to say, which is like, please listen to my music. And they usually have to like come up with some big story just to make sure people will stay on there for long enough. Tough.
Yeah, I feel one of the struggles of a rising artist in TikTok and in these platforms is that sometimes you have to post content that doesn't really have to do with what you're doing and the reason why you want people to follow you. And that's kind of a problem in the long term because you have followers that are not really interested in your music, but in other content that you share or the, I don't know, the alliances you have with some brands or whatever, and keeping people interested in your music and what you actually want to communicate, it's really a challenge.
Yeah, I have noticed that some of my TikTok friends, whatever, they'll notice that like people are only following them because they think they're attractive, and while that's flattering, that's not what they want to be known for. So sometimes like if they notice their views are failing, then they'll like post, it's called like a thirst trap, if you know what that is, like just looking hot with music playing in the background, and the caption will literally be like, my views are failing, I need a thirst trap here, notice me again, or something like that. Because sometimes like algorithm does fail you and you'll be shadow banned for some unknown reason, and then your content just won't be shown to a really large percentage of your followers. That is something that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it really like is demotivating. It makes you like not want to post anything at all, because it's like, what's the point if it's not gonna push my content to the people that follow me, let alone like a larger audience, which is always the goal.
Yeah, of course. But what was one of your challenges going into TikTok as a platform? Like, in saying all this, have you been unmotivated in some cases, and what has gotten you out of that?
Oh, definitely. I've definitely been unmotivated. There's been a lot of times where, like, I get too wrapped up in the numbers and I'm like, oh, my videos aren't doing as well anymore. Like, I should just... I do end up just taking a break from it for a bit and then going back. But then when I go back and it doesn't do well again, I'm like, okay, I never want to post again. Like, recently I've noticed my content is reaching like less than 1,000 people out of... I don't have a huge following. It's like 11,000 followers, but only 1,000 out of the 11,000 people that do follow me is a significant portion that like it's not reaching. And I've had numerous like fellow creators, this so that for when you post videos you can make it friends only, so only your mutuals see it, and sometimes it's just an announcement like, this app isn't fun anymore, I don't want to post here, I'm gonna take a hiatus, or I'm just like gonna be gone, I've had enough of this app. But the way that I kind of try and get back into it is I get back to doing the kind of like content that I liked making when it wasn't for, because sometimes I would do like requests and stuff, and I do like requests sometimes, but I've tried to start doing more of the content that I like creating. Like I really like doing fully produced covers, like taking a song and adding in all the elements and making it my own style. So I've tried to do that more, even though they don't do as well. I just wanted just doing something that I really enjoy and focusing on like the feedback that I get from people that I care about. It doesn't matter like how many, it's just like I really respect this fellow creator and they've commented that they really like this post of mine and that makes me feel good. So I try to focus on quality of the response and like just not quantity, you know.
Right, because producing those types of videos, those actually take a very long time because there's a huge production behind. So I bet it's frustrating when they don't reach the capacity that you wanted it to reach. But at the end, you're doing what you want to do, and that's what matters.
Exactly. Yeah, and I have heard, like, from other creators, they notice, like, effort means absolutely nothing on this app. Like, they'll post a video of them just, like, ranting about something silly that they made in 5 seconds, and it'll reach a bunch of people, but then something that they spend hours on perfecting has like 2 likes, and it's so annoying, but that's just how the app works.
That's a nice intake that we can take from this episode. Effort means nothing.
Effort means nothing.
How did your life change since becoming popular on the platform, or since starting the platform at all? Like, how did you see your career change personally? Like, were you more focused on social media now, like all these types of things? What do you think?
Yeah, so I have been like kind of bagging it bagging down on it just then, but I have seen a really positive change since joining the app and kind of establishing myself as a creator there. I found, like as I mentioned before, a really great community of other TikTok musicians around the world. There were some in Australia that I got to meet up with recently, so that's really cool. And it also really helped when I started gigging around Melbourne because I was new to the area. So I didn't really know like who to tell like that I've got a show going on, who to reach out to. So I just posted on my TikTok, tried to use like the right tags and everything. And like I said before, like it knows your location, so it's gonna push it to people that like are in your literal vicinity. So in that way, the algorithm really helped me by promoting like my gig announcements to people in my area. And that really helped with making sure my content reached the relevant people so that they like the relevant people that could actually come to my gigs. And that way, that also helped establishing kind of a loyal-ish fan, quote-unquote fan base, because they would come to the gig, they would realize that they quite like the stuff, and then hopefully if I get to gig again here, they would come to some future ones. And it was really crazy how like some people from school or at my gigs, like they've, okay, of course at my gigs they would recognize me, but just like people from school, or there was one time I was going to a friend's gig at a bar the day after one of mine, and someone was like, hey, great gig yesterday, and I was like, You know who I am? You've seen me before? You saw me perform? That's crazy. So now the next goal is to be recognized at an airport. That's my goal.
It's really interesting though. And what you're saying about like the geolocation and stuff like that, I think it's something that's really good for people that really do have a centralized audience. And maybe it's not so good, especially in TikTok, because you move with your platform. So wherever you are, it's going to focus on your place rather than your audience. So I think for people who also, like, they have an international background like you, I'm guessing you would like your music to reach more places. And it's often a bit harder to do so because of, like, those types of limitations.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Because the goal for me is eventually for my music to reach a global scale. Like, I do understand the importance of, like, just keeping it small for now, focusing on a local scale. And that definitely made sense in terms of the gigging stuff. But I do want it to eventually be more global. And I did notice, like, when I was tracking my Spotify, like, Spotify for Artists for my first single, I wanted to see what countries were lighting up, and in like the first couple days it was all the places that I had lived, because it was just like all like my old friends from those places. So that is a plus of having that international background. But yeah, because TikTok is so geographically focused, it's harder to spread out. You kind of have to hope that the people who like it from those, because sometimes it will reach rogue countries. Like, there's been a comment like, love from Guam, and I'm like, I don't really know where that is, but I love you too. So you just kind of have to hope that like people from those kind of like more out there countries will share it with people in their area as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah you're right. I think actually like this time that you are just starting to be known globally also lets you find your own sound and your own style. So in the future, you have like a more clear idea of what you actually want to do as an artist. And by then, hopefully you're going to be like super known and it's going to be like way easier. I know you will because you're super talented.
You're too kind.
But yeah, I would definitely take like this time that you're still small to like find and absorb different sounds from all over the world that you probably will continue to travel. Yeah, just find your own sound, and once you like make it, you're gonna be like all set to like transmit what you want to do, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm definitely working on that, especially now being in Melbourne in another lockdown. Like, I can't really do the gigging that I did before, so I'm just focusing on, yeah, developing my own sound, developing who I am as an artist, and then I'll show that to the world when I'm ready, you know?
Yeah, 100%. What are you doing to not just be recognized in one platform? Like, are you wanting to expand your audience and your reach, not only on TikTok, but just like in different places? Do you feel like the changes in trends and TikTok being such a dynamic platform, do you think that is something that you should be aware of right now and kind of like wanting to change in the future?
Yeah, I think that I'm definitely super, super grateful that I was able to create a pretty decent following on TikTok. And it's still so surreal that like I could be like quote-unquote TikTok famous, because like I had always wanted to be like kind of popular on some platform and have a community on that platform. So having something that kind of resembles that is so cool. But I think my dream has changed more from that kind of, you know, influencer, just good at a good singer kind of thing, to more singer-songwriter, making and performing original songs that can connect with people on a more personal level. So I feel like, yeah, in this time I'm kind of just like working more on developing my personal sound with those originals and stuff. I don't want to just be limited to the one platform. So in the meantime, I'm working on the original stuff, and I think that once I have that, that's where my focus is going to be towards. And I'll still post on there, but I don't want that to be like my one focus, because the trends there are so quick and so they change so quickly. Like, a lot of the time the dream for an artist is to have like a viral TikTok audio and it has a trend and everyone does it and that's how their song blows up. But because the nature of the app is so like fickle and fleeting, a lot of the time that means that when you have that one song, it could become just like a one-hit wonder. So then it's tough to have a loyal fan base when everyone just associates you with, oh yeah, that's the person that had that one TikTok song. Yeah. Because it was so big, but then it fades so quickly. So you're really known, you're well known for a really short amount of time, but then also that one song is what defines you for the rest of your artistic career. So yeah, there's definitely some pros and cons to that, because TikTok really controls what's popular in the music industry now.
Like, definitely.
Yeah, that's
our main issue with TikTok.
Yeah.
If you don't make it on TikTok, like, you're not gonna make it anywhere right now, basically.
Yeah. It's like whatever is trending on TikTok is what's on the charts. Like, there was that video of the guy drinking cranberry juice on the skateboard to Dreams.
Jesus Christ.
By Fleetwood Mac. And then Fleetwood Mac just popped back into the charts. Like, after not being... Like, it's always been a popular song, but it hasn't been, like, back on the charts for a while. Mm-hmm. But that just pushed it back up, and it was crazy.
And especially, like, clips of a song. Like, not even the whole song. It's just that specific verse or something, or the chorus, and everyone just knows it. And like, I've been at parties and I've been at like a concert recently. Literally, people just scream that part of the song because that's the only thing they know. And it's really funny.
Are you talking about the festival that we went?
Yeah.
And also like a party and stuff. Like, for example, there's a song by Rauw Alejandro, which is the concert we went to. And literally it was the only like phrase that everyone sang. And the song played like 5 million times that night. And people just sang that verse because that was the only thing they knew. And I was like, at least like listen to the song. Like at least know the entire thing, because it's really awkward to just like dance and stuff and then just sing that one part and then be like, okay, skip the song because it's over. Mm-hmm. Like, there's more to it.
I think it happened too with the Doja Cat yeah. song Kiss Me More. I saw a video on Twitter of it was a party at a club and someone was recording the whole club and they play that song and in the minute that they do this, the sound's like ding. Yeah. Everybody in the club, men and women, they were all like, ding. It was so funny because you just know that little part. Like, it doesn't matter if you've heard the whole song, but you know it because of TikTok.
I saw a live version of that song. I don't know where it was, but it was Doja Cat performing it live. And it was just a film of that part, the little ding mm-hmm. part. And everyone's hands were up, everyone's phone cameras were up just for that. And I was just like, I bet like they were just standing there for the rest of the song. And then like once they noticed that part was going to come up, phones were out. And then they were like immediately put away for the rest of the song. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah.
But it's really crazy to see all these kinds of things being revolutionized just because of one platform that's probably not going to be relevant. It's probably going to be relevant, but like not a lot of people are going to use it in 2 years. It's so fast-paced, and social media is like that. Like, people get tired of it really quickly, and then they move on to the next new thing, and it booms, and it's amazing, and then it just fades in a couple years.
Mm-hmm, right.
So I think, in terms of the music industry, and I'd like to know what Alicia thinks about this as well, but in terms of the music industry, I really feel like TikTok is good in some ways, because it does allow artists who are maybe underground, maybe don't really know what to do to get out there or aren't in places that it's easy to get out there, to do so because of their online presence, and it's really important for that. But at the same time, I feel like in the long term it's not as beneficial because these artists are just left hanging, and as Alicia said, they're basically one-hit wonders once it like fades away, like the trend just leaves. So yeah, what do you think about that, Alicia?
Yeah, I feel like you said, TikTok is a really good way to build an organic audience. Like, if you have no representation, you don't really know much about the industry or how to break into it at all, it's really easy to just film a TikTok, see where it goes, and if it doesn't get any attention at first, like, keep trying. Of surely some of it will get somewhere and you'll reach someone, like, at least one person who hasn't heard of your stuff before and who will connect with it. And, like, that's the first step that you need to make. And finding fellow artists on that app really helps you to build a community of people that will support you throughout that journey. In the long term, it isn't, yeah, it's definitely not sustainable to just, like, keep doing that, especially because it's hard to develop a loyal fan base on an app that changes so much, because like if you have that one hit wonder and people only know you for that song, like will they make the effort to try and find out your other songs, or is it just because it's a trendy one? So I feel like TikTok could help you be discovered by the right person to help you break out of the app. Maybe someone from the music industry could come across it and help you in a way that's more reliable, because TikTok is definitely not the most reliable app, and more everlasting, I think. But it's all up to chance. It's just so difficult. Just the music industry in general.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
It's very destiny driven.
Yeah, it's basically a reflection of what actually happens in the music industry.
I wanted to bring an example about that because it's really funny. Last week, a girl who went to my uni, and she was actually like a mentor of mine, and she was a junior when I was a freshman, so... Yeah, she was a couple years older than me, and she has a really massive following on Instagram. And last week, she posted one of those duet things, A Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran, and Ed Sheeran duetted her. Yeah, and she blew up, because obviously Ed Sheeran, like, one of the biggest artists in the world.
Wow.
And because of that, her content has just been, like, Ed Sheeran, like, stuff and everything, and it's on Instagram, on TikTok. But it literally started because Ed Sheeran just saw this girl playing the guitar and singing partly a verse of her song, and Ed Sheeran just kept on going with it. And probably he's never gonna see her, she's never gonna see him, but I feel like this just connects people in a totally different way now and allows for people to be discovered, because huge artists are in the same level as artists who are just starting out. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, I think the relationship with huge artists right now through social media, it's way easier. I remember back in the day, like, that's why people went wild in the concerts, because it was the only chance that they have to see their artist live.
Yeah.
But right now, you can, like, reply to a story of them. They probably see it, they probably like it, and they'll probably notice you. It happens to us in the record label when we shared on Fridays the new releases or new songs that we recommend, and we tag the artist. They reply back with thank you hearts, or they like the comment, or they repost the story. But I'm talking about Gorillaz. Remember Gorillaz reposted us?
Oh, that was the first huge thing, and everyone went crazy. I started screaming, and
It's way easier right now to get noticed by this huge artist and to have like a connection with them. But at the same time, everything goes so fast that just keeping up the same level, keeping up an audience happy, mm-hmm. it's such a hard work. And I think that's the biggest challenge for raising artists right now.
Yeah, and there is like that feeling that you need to keep them happy and keep giving them what they want. Like they came to your friend because Ed Sheeran duetted her, so now she's like, okay, I need to keep doing Ed Sheeran content. That's what all these new people are here for. Like, they don't want to see anything else. I need to keep it up. So there is like that pressure of feeling like you need to just keep giving mm-hmm. them what they want, basically.
Which is good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that may play a big role on an artist's authenticity and wanting to express what they really want to express instead of just mm-hmm. what their audience wants to hear, which I think is a problem with TikTok, without TikTok, like in general. A lot of people are really driven on audiences specifically, which is good, but I feel it does, like, it reaches a certain point where it's not really healthy for the artist and their career is kind of compromised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then
okay, so I think we're ready to wrap up. Thank you so much, Alicia, for joining us. Let us know where we can follow you. I'm going to give you like a time to give your social media so people can follow you and follow your work.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me. It was a pleasure chatting with you guys. So you can find me on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all the works, as Alicia Rae, and that's spelt Alisya. R-A-E. It's a little bit funky spelling, but yeah, that's me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
And yeah, I think that wraps it up pretty well. Thank you so much for those who listened until here. You can follow us on Instagram at backbeat.pod. We're on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are new to our podcast, we release playlists every single week, and we ask our guests to curate the playlist for the week, so make sure to listen to that. Tell us what you think about this topic, and make sure to follow Alicia on Spotify, Apple Music, all the platforms out there. Listen to her music, it's amazing. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you to Alicia for being such an amazing guest, and we'll see you next time.